Good morning. Today I will present part of my PhD work. I study glioblastoma, which are the most common form of malignant brain tumors in adults. They are characterized by extensive cell heterogeneity. One source of heterogeneity is the ability of GBM cells to adapt their functioning to changes in their microenvironment. As a result, GBM cells coexist in various functioning states with respect to, for example, proliferation, migration, or tumor-initiating properties. Downstream of all signaling pathways affecting cell behavior is metabolism. My goal is to capture, at the single cell level, the metabolic modules distinguishing GBM cells in distinct functioning states. Identifying metabolic enzymes crucial for GBM cell behavior would open new paths for targeting GBM cells regardless of their genomic specificities. To identify these key enzymes, we started from patients' single-cell transcriptomes. As shown in panel 1, we found that unsupervised analysis does not group cells based on their functioning state. The cancer cells are grouped by their tumor of origin. On the contrary, normal cells are grouped by their lineage subtype independently from their tumor of origin. This difference is quantified with the NMI score. We showed that this influence of the tumor was not linked to technical biases or tumor-specific biological characteristics, as shown in panel 2A. By repeating the analysis with decreasing numbers of randomly selected genes, we further showed that each tumor identity is encoded by information dispersed throughout the cell transcriptome, as shown in panel 2B. To identify cell functioning states, we turn to a data reduction approach. This approach is based on a biologically relevant molecular signature composed of 5 transcription factors, each shown to be required for GBM cell tumor-initiating properties. We calculated a score based on the expression of each element of this tumorigenic signature. As shown in panel 3A, this score allowed us to separate cells into 2 groups, with high and low tumorigenic potential. Importantly, cells coming from all tumors contributed to each group. We identified 6,000 genes overexpressed in cells with high tumorigenic potential, or tum-high cells, compared to tum-low cells. When we repeated this analysis on either an independent dataset from GBM patient single-cell transcriptomes, or on the TCGA dataset from GBM tissue transcriptomes, we found a high overlap between the list of genes overexpressed in tumor-high cells and tissues, as shown in panel 3B. These results strongly support the relevance of our approach. Next, as shown in panel 4, we extracted from the list of overexpressed genes the ones coding for elements of metabolic pathways. Gene ontology analysis highlighted an enrichment in enzymes involved in lipid and amino acid metabolism. As shown in panel 5, gene expression network modeling highlighted the enzyme LOVL2 at the densest node of the network. LOVL2 is a key element in the synthesis of very long-chain polyunsaturated acids. LOVL2 knockdown in patient-derived GBM cells was found to inhibit cell proliferation in vitro and to impair cells' ability to initiate a tumor in vivo, as shown in panel 5. In summary, we show that we cannot use unsupervised analysis to identify cell functioning states because information dispersed throughout the cell transcriptome encodes the tumor identity and masks any information related to cell functioning state. Data reduction based on the molecular signature can unmask this information. This bioinformatics approach allowed us to identify LOVL2 as a key enzyme required for GBM cell tumorigenicity. Thank you for your attention. Please contact me if you have any questions or if you are interested in my dual expertise in bioinformatics and wet lab. Thank you.